NADBF Mobile. W8FUNHKPB. AKPPW8FU. Go ahead. Yeah, where are you at now? I just got done doing what I was doing.
Over the train track on Hall Road.
Anywhere in particular?
Oh, here's Hall.
You want to do the pantry, I'll just cut out and meet you there.
Okay. And route for the pantry.
W8HBX.
W8HBX, KFAT. Go ahead, send your traffic.
Hey, we finally caught each other. How's it going? You working at home today?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm actually, talking on my 44 in my house here, so I took it out of the truck.
Oh yeah, that's right, you said you did that. Is that working all right?
Yeah, it works great. It gives me a little more hands time on it to understand how the radio works. It sits in the truck, you know, you can't drive it, play with it.
Right, did you get the digital part figured out?
Negative. Still got to work through that. It's still using it all in analog mode.
Yeah, so next time you come, did you say you were thinking about coming over tonight? We could look at it on the one I got in the garage.
Yeah, I'll bump you after hockey. I've got hockey 5 to 6, and then not sure what the plans are. They're kind of in flux right now. Typically hang out and tailgate with the guys or get a couple of pops and then head back this way. So I'll give you a jingle on the phone.
All right, that'll work. All right, I'll let you get back to it. I was just checking in because I'm not on as much as I used to be, so... you have a good day, Gary.
Yeah, you too, Glenn. KF8AT, clear on your file.
Talk to you later. W8HBX, clear. W8FU.
W8FU, KZ8Z. What's up, Sean?
Oh, making the commute, G. Friday afternoon commute home. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm on Jefferson Road right downtown Detroit, so I don't know how I'm making it in. I'm on the Warren repeater. I guess I could have switched over, but I wasn't planning on saying anything until I heard you.
Yeah, you got a little popcorn, but perfectly copyable, no problem. What's got you downtown?
Heading over to my cousin's in Windsor. Well, just outside of Windsor in Bellevue. My mom's Canadian. And my dad basically is, but he was born in Detroit. I got a lot of family in the Windsor area, so we're going over for a visit.
I mean, you have dual citizenship?
I do not. I think I could have, but I don't even know how that works anymore. But probably when I was born, I could have. But I don't know.
I think you're still eligible, but I'm not sure. Anyhow, but you do have that luxury.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who was looking into that. I think it might be one of those where I am eligible, so, but I don't know. Okay, Sean, sorry to cut you short. I'm just making the turn to go into the tunnel here, so I'm going to guess I won't be able to hit the repeater from in there. 73 KZAC.
All right, we'll catch you when you're stroke VE3. See you in a few. W8FU.
K-E-A-D-K-P. K-E-A-D-K-P, K-F-O-I-C-A. If you can reconnect your echo link, I'll be standing by on your own. K-E-A-D-K-P, K-F-O-I-C-A.
House-like, you know, they kind of like
they got an old chalkboard on the wall with the prices that look like they haven't changed since the 70s, and, you know, you walk in and you sit, and they make you a meal, and it's a whole experience, but I got to get there. So I am game, so all I need to know is when, and I'm down.
Awesome. I think Greg is in Florida, actually, but when he gets back, let's just pick a date. I think you said you, are you working full 5 days a week, or do you have certain days off now?
Officially, I work 5 days, but I pretty much take any day I want. So if there's, any day we want to do it, I'll be there.
Okay, cool. We'll definitely set that up. That sounds awesome. How am I reaching? I'm still on the Warren repeater. How am I sounding?
Perfectly fine. There's some popcorn, but you're quite copyable. There's no threat of being near the end of your rope or anything like that.
Cool. Hey, who was it? It was yesterday or day before, in the past couple days, you were helping somebody set up the volume between their node and going direct to the repeater. Who was that? Was that Phil?
Yeah, that was Phil. He was trying the repeater direct, and then he was trying with the node, and he was trying to get them balanced out. And at the very end there, he sounded like he had them pretty much spot on.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys. It was interesting. And then when you left, you had, like, some work that came up you had to go do. And he was like, where did we go? And I came on and I said, Sean had to go do work stuff. He goes, oh, okay, well, then you can help me. I was like, wait, what happened? But he got it where they were both pretty even. I mean, they both sounded great.
Okay, I had a, there was an email that went out that said there's going to be some problems, and so I had somebody respond to that. You know, asked me, is that going to be a problem, and they CC'd other people that were going to suddenly go, we're going to have a problem, and so I had to get on it immediately before it had a life of its own. So they tend to put out these bulletins that there's going to be some sort of an issue, and a lot of times the end users that are on the mailing list, they don't know what it means for them, so they all kind of freak. So I had to get on that real quick, put those little smolders out before they became fires.
Yeah, smoldering's never good. My wife's with me here, and she's showing me a news story. It looks like Corwell Health, you know, a.k.a. Beaumont, as well as Spectrum on the west side, they had, the union came in and talked with the nurses there, and they just had a union vote this past week, and the vote was a yes. So now the nurses across Corwell are going to be unionized, so that's going to be, that'll be different for the hospital.
I think Dave's wife is in that system. So Beaumont was, Corwell took over the Beaumont systems, if I'm not mistaken, because I got, and then Ascension took over the St. John's, Ascension took that over, but they no sooner took that over than I think Henry Ford bought them, right? Because I got a call from them today. They wanted some work, and they identified it as Henry Ford on 12 Mile, which would have been the old St. John's in Ascension. So I'm guessing that Henry Ford and Ascension is, they're all Henry Fords now. I think one of you is involved in medical, so I should know this, but that threw me for a loop when they said Henry Ford on 12 Mile in Hoover.
Yep, that's right. Henry Ford and Ascension merged, probably Henry Ford bought them out. But that'll be interesting because Ascension is faith-based, and obviously Henry Ford is not. So that'll be interesting on how that works out. Hopefully they let the different places do what they do best.
Cujo.
Go ahead, Cujo.
Yeah, I was at the Providence St. John's Ascension that was over there in Madison Heights. Talked to one of the nurses there, and they said that currently there are no changes that will be made. So Henry Ford is going to be like they did with St. Joe's West, it was, over there on 19 Mile, silent partner, and then eventually they'll merge everything in.
So we'll see. So, yeah, that's always been, you know, with St. John's and, well, it was South Macomb when I was a kid. It became St. John's and went through a series of mergers and whatnot on a local level. Then Ascension, man, I'll tell you what, that was very short-lived. And it's all kind of comical because we have naming conventions and things we have to do within the public safety services for those. You know, particularly when it comes to the radios, you got to name the talk groups correctly. And, you know, they've always wanted their actual name. And we're like, stop. You know, we're done with this. We're going to a generic system. And, you know, we're still working on the system. But, you know, I'm thinking something like, how about just City Hospital? So, like, you know, like Warren 1. If there's two in any given city, then you'd have City 1 and City 2. And then it doesn't matter what you call it or who owns it, it'll always be City 1 and City 2.
There are entire marketing departments all over the state right now falling over going, no, that's not going to work at all. Go ahead, Cujo.
Oh, so it's you that makes all the naming conventions for P25. So I sit here and I watch my scanner, it says Theresa Law 1, 2, 3, which I think is smart. And then, I see St. John's and St. Joe, St. J. I'm like, which one is it? Yeah, I totally agree. Let's just stick with one naming convention, make it a lot easier.
84ZYQ. Good afternoon, Joe. Just to put a point on that, though, Joe, before I send it over to you. Yeah, so it's just gotten out of hand in recent years, and I'm not talking about from a marketing perspective, you know, call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. I'm talking about when a firefighter has to grab his radio and go to the nearest hospital, all he's got to know is I'm going to Warren 1. And he'll always know that the hospital at 12 Mile Hoover is Warren 1. And if a second hospital shows up in Warren, that'll be Warren 2. And I don't care what it's called or who owns it. Not a marketing thing. There'd never be any indication of it, but in the radio. That's all I'm talking about. Anyhow, Joe, go ahead and pick it up. I know you've had a career in the medical profession. W8FU, and then pass it over to Dave.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ, good afternoon, gentlemen, and any ladies on frequency. Well, you're right, Sean. I spent 40 years in healthcare. I actually started out in the old St. Joe West, and then Henry Ford bought them out. And I worked in a couple hospitals within Michigan, and then eventually down in a trauma center in Tennessee. The one thing everybody in Michigan, who you are or where you're at, needs to be concerned about is when any major company buys up the opponent or the opposition or the other party's companies, we get closer to a one rule way of life. And social medicine, where, say, the government runs all the medicine, you have no major competition or care or whatever, it becomes one thing. That's something to be concerned about as individuals, aside from any political persuasion or whatever. So I just thought I'd throw that out for conversation because being on the inside, I see how they work and how they operate and how they do their mission statements and their function and their service to the community. I just thought I'd throw that out. Not to open a can of worms, but again, being on the inside, I wasn't a part of the echelon, the administration parts and stuff, so I can speak for frontline worker involved citizens. Over to, I think it was John, KE4ZYQ.
Thanks, Joe. The name here is Dave, KZ8Z. I think I'm pretty much at the end of the repeater limit here, so I'll make this my final. I totally agree with you, Joe. Competition is very, very good for us customers and patients, and the more of these mergers that come along, competition kind of goes away, and so does the excellence that's needed in order to compete, so I agree. Okay, 73 guys, I'm going to, I'll be clear. Cujo, over to you.
Yeah, I think fair competition is what it needs to be. You know, like I said, right now, what do we have? We have Henry Ford, Cornwell, and McLaren, I think, are the big three. I don't see anybody else left out there.
Well, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. I'm just trying to make it easy to, you know, so that the radios don't change all the time. We got to get to something standardized, and that has nothing to do with the, you know, in fact, that insulates us from all this, you know, just, you know, what I'm talking about. It's a little different, you know, it has nothing to do with the, any ominous, you know, mergers or anything like that. All right, I am pulling up at home. Dave, I don't think it was you. I think it was Joe who was noisy. You're still making it really well. But anyhow, you enjoy a family visit over there. I am pulling up here. I'm going to sign. And Joe, go ahead. I think it's just you and Cujo left, if you're even still here. But I'm pulling in the driveway, W8FU.
KE4ZYQ, I think I got it. Maybe that's a little better there. Sean, 73, Sean. Yeah, the radio system needs to be unified so you have better communication. That's definitely a plus for your line of work or your involvement or your expertise, so I understand that. And sorry, Dave, I didn't mean to call you John. Sorry about that, Dave. KE4ZYQ, whoever's left, go ahead.
KE4ZYQ, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCKGO. Name's Tom Tango Oscar Mike, but everybody here calls me Cujo. My call sign is KCA Cujo. So, yeah, like I said, in the radio system, a standardization across the board would be a lot easier. I mean, I totally agree. 73, Sean, WFU. I totally agree. They got to stop doing with all these different naming conventions. I mean, I myself, I mean, what I do, I just looked, I needed a camera, and I brought up the part number, and there was four different types. And I had to do more research on one was for India, one was for Southeast Asia, and the other one was for U.S. But things need to be standardized, you know, in certain aspects, and radio is number one on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Cujo, and I hope my signal's a little better from what Sean said. I'm coming in on a different repeater, I believe. So, yeah, I used to work at the McLaren. Mount Clements General. I worked when the name was different and they got bought out by McLaren. So there you go, another merger. So I was in McLaren, I was in St. Joe West, I worked at Beaumont briefly and several outpatient clinics for experience and knowledge and training and all that good stuff, so I've had a wide experience, and out of state. I worked in a trauma center hospital in West Tennessee for 14 years, so got a wide variety of experience being a patient and a worker. Back to you.
That's what I grew up as. I was born in Bon Secours in Girls Point. Mount Clemens General was my go-to when I had broken bones, and my kids were born at St. Joe's West.
I want to give you an idea how old I am, which I won't say, just for privacy's sake. I grew up and was born in St. Joe East, Mount Clemens Hospital. A lot of my relatives and family and friends grew up there, so that was the local hospital.
Yep, I know that hospital well. My son had eye surgery, St. Joe's East, right there downtown Mount Clemens. I forgot which street it's off of, but I know exactly where it's at. It's right there by the, Catholic church that's right there in school. Yep, I know that place. I grew up right in the same area, as a matter of fact.
84ZYQ. Well, the hospital for St. Joe East was on North Avenue as you head out north, out of the town, out of Mount Clemens,
and they turned it into a sanitarium for a while, and then it was a rehab center of some kind. And I'm not sure if it's still a rehab right now. I believe it is.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, my son had eye surgery there, and then a few years later it became a mental facility, or a mental health facility, just put it that way. I don't want to offend anybody, because that's a serious issue in itself. But yeah, like I said, I grew up in that area when it was Mount Clemens General. My best friend's mom worked there. So yeah, I've been around a little while too. Probably not as long as you, but I do remember as a kid the Colonial Hotel over there on Gratiot, KCKGO.
Well, to give you an idea of history too, the Colonial Hotel was out on North Gratiot, or out on Gratiot. My dad was a fireman volunteer and eventually became a chief of the volunteers. I used to go with him, and I was there the day that building burned down. It caught fire, and we went to the hotel's fire, the last of its standing in use. So there you go, a little bit of history.
Did he fight the fire at Coral Gables, too, off of North River Road?
QSL that. I know exactly where it was. I used to bowl at that one. Coral Gables. I used to bowl there in the double deck, upper deck, lower deck. And I was there with him that day too, because when I was home and he was home and got a call for fire, I'd jump in the car and be his eyes to check out for traffic or fire trucks or whatever. And I'd sit in the car watching them fight the fire. So I was there for both fires. Not that they were enjoyable, but it was an experience I'll never forget.
And I was maybe 12 or 13 when Colonial burned down, I think. I remember reading in the newspaper, or, you know, when my dad used to get the newspaper. Wow. That's a long time ago. I went to Clintonville High School. Arnold's was the market right there on Gratiot, 16 Mile. The Mount Clemens racetrack, I had a friend from school that his dad used to race there, double zero. And my neighbor next door, his dad used to race at Mount Clemens.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. I used to have a friend I used to know very closely at Mount Clemens. They used to do racing at the Mount Clemens racetrack, too. And they themselves had a fire out there one time. And my Mount Clemens Fire Department at the time had to fight that fire. But that was sad to see the racetrack close down. They used to do figure eight and demolition derby and just the racetrack, stock car race cars around the circle. And to hear that sound and sit in the stands was one of a kind for a local small city, right?
KCKGO, 100%, 100%. I used to hear that when I was, I didn't live too far from it, so I heard the racetrack, you know, living right there just off of Gratiot, off of 16. So, I mean, south of 16 off of Gratiot, that's it, Schaefer and Gratiot area over there with the Clinton Market or something like that. Marches, Mobile, you know, all that. And I said, I'm not as old as you, but I do have some memories of how Mount Clemens was. That's where I got my first, where I got my ham license was through the Mount Clemens Train Depot.
Yep, QSL that. Well, if you're old enough to remember, if they still had it when you were young, when Selfridge used to be a full Air Force base with all the disciplines of military there, they had the big circular radar tower. And anybody that had a rabbit ears, old-fashioned black and white TV back then, if not color eventually, had old antennas, you'd hear that as the radar would rotate. You'd get an interference briefly in your transmission of your television. Back in the olden days, Roger.
Yeah, that might have been a little bit further back than I remember. But I remember the planes going over a lot. I do remember that. Yeah, wow, that's a long time ago. That was something else that popped in my mind, but I just had a brain freeze on it. Lordy.
The other memory would be Mount Clemens before they had the north and south or east and west Gratiots. You know, when they made those bigger roadways to get through the town, I remember when they weren't there, so there you go.
That's where my memory was taking me. There is a website called WaterWinterWonderland.com, WaterWinterWonderland.com. And it talks about the old racetracks, the drag strips, everything, including the old, from what my mother-in-law remembers, is the, the amusement park off of Jefferson. How that hit you. KCKGO.
QSLAT, 84ZYQ. Well, you know, the fond memories of youth, when they used to have all the local parades, which they still have some now, but in some ways they don't seem the same, even though we're older. But, I mean, even for the younger kids, the parades seem to be less enjoyable. I mean, the one reason I play music and got into music and drums in particular originally was when I watched the parades and the marching bands come with the drums. Nothing more that I like to see is hear the marching band's music and drums in particular. When you heard that coming down the street, you were at a parade. And they had floats and fire engines and things from Selfridge. Sometimes they'd have a small plane on a flatbed trailer or something. They'd have something to come through. I mean, they had major parades back when I was younger. And I'm sure they have some now, but I don't know if they're the same kind of feeling back then.
Oh, I remember going to the Mount Clemens Parade. That was exciting. You know, they don't do that anymore. I don't know if even they do that anymore. I mean, I live up in Memphis now, so we have a little small parade for Memphis Days, you know, by Labor Day and stuff like that, but nothing as big as Mount Clemens was. That was exciting. I got to jump off a minute. I got to get some parts over here at Granger, so I'll be back shortly. KJKJ.
Ready, KE4ZYQ, stand by, monitor.
This is KE8YGZ, monitoring.
KE3KGO. KE4ZYQ, KE3KGO.
KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Kevin, I'm back. That was just a quick trip inside. I had to get some drill bits and ratchets and stuff like that for work.
Yeah, Cujo there. Their name is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo, but that's okay. We haven't talked before. This is probably the first time. But while you were making a pit stop, I was making a pit stop, if you know what I mean. So I heard the shout out as I was going around the house to get back to the shack. But, yeah, you got to get supplies once in a while. Certain jobs or activities in a house especially, or a car. Got to have the tools. My next purchase might be a set of small, socket set. I need the metric socket set. I needed a socket set one time recently for my car, and I don't even own any metric. So there you go.
Well, that says that I could get some redheads and some masonry concrete bits, and then a metric standard socket set to, we have to mount a pedestal at an account next week or the week after. So it's going to take 10 guys. We do it together. And we're going to pull the cable through and put the readers back on the pedestal kind of thing. Every so often.
I don't know if you mind mentioning if it's kosher. If not, no problem. I was just going to say, since I'm in the market, I'll have to look up what a standard set of metric socket set, socket wrench set would go for. I would surmise in this day and age you'd probably pay at least maybe $20 or so.
I think the ones I got were like 150. It's Westland or something like that. You know, but I got it through work over at Granger. But Harbor Freight's usually got some pretty good deals going. I picked up a little plug-in air compressor for tires, and for like $40, and I really like it. So Harbor Freight is, you know, if you're just going to use it every so often, don't need anything heavy duty, I think that'd be a place to go.
Joe, you know what's funny is I was just there about within the last week, and I didn't even think or remember. And you know us guys, most of us guys out here, and I'll speak for myself, I don't make a list. I just know what I need. And I don't need a lot at one time, so you kind of try to remember, or at least make a note on your phone or whatever. And the last thing I thought about, because I didn't need it recently, was the metric socket set. And I'm afraid it is good. I got several things I needed recently, and some of the things were on discount or on sale, even regular from regular price. So, yep, I agree on that. Back to you.
Yeah, if you're not doing any heavy-duty mechanic work or stuff, like that, I think Harbor Freight or even some of the Cobalt tools, and I think that's Menard that sells those. I mean, it's a pretty decent price. You know, my neighbor, like I said, he works on cars. I mean, he grew up around it because his dad was at Mount Clemens Racetrack all the time, so he grew up around automobiles and rebuilding engines and stuff like that. Some of the stuff he has is either it's Cobalt or off-name brand, and he's extremely pleased with them.
You know what I think is pretty clever is those people, guys in particular, that go to garage sales once in a while in the summer when they have them, and they come across some people's old Craftsman tools that are all rusty and whatever. And when Sears was in order, you could take them back and get a brand new set. And people can do that still. I think at Lowe's or Home Depot, one of them bought out Sears, and it still carried Craftsman tools. And I believe they carried over the lifetime warranty. If it can't be used and they're all rusted out, turn them in. If you got a set, they'll give you a replacement. That's what I understand. But people that go to garage sales and come across stuff like that and pay pennies on the dollar from a garage sale, say, well, I'll give you whatever, you know, $5 for that set of Craftsman tools all rusty and worn out and old.
Yeah, I think Craftsman is, I know it was Sears, and then, of course, you know, Kmart got in there somewhere, and I think Craftsman are at Home Depot, and Craftsman are now, I think, a subsidiary of Black & Decker Tools, KTKGL.
KE4ZYQ, I think you're right. I knew it was one of the big you know, stores like Lowe's or Home Depot. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Black & Decker's been around a quite a long time, at least the name has. I don't know if it's the same company still, but, yeah, grew up with those, let alone Craftsman and Sears, as you know.
Yep, my father used to work for Kmart back when it was S.S. Kresge & Company. So, yeah, another little thing from my youth. But, yeah, I think you can see Craftsman at Home Depot. I'm not sure about the warranty, though. I'm going to have to look it up. But I think once Sears merged with Kmart, I think they squandered some of the lifetime warranties on Craftsman tools because it was made by a different manufacturer. It wasn't really Craftsman anymore.
Boy, Cujo, you come up with the name of Kresge's. I grew up with one in Mount Clemens, and we have a connection. My dad used to be regional manager of Kmart. He used to be the one that opened the new stores, and I think he even opened up a Kmart store in Fraser, and he eventually originally worked at the one in Mount Clemens, so there you go.
You're referring to the one on Cannison Grossbeck, right next to Great Scott Grocery. My dad was the, what do you call it? He was the manager of the jewelry department. He was a jeweler for Kmart, right there at Cannison Grossbeck. Right there by the Mount Clemens
Seatbelt
Factory.
Cujo, if he's still alive, you want us to ask him if he knew one of the workers or one of the managers, co-managers, because I can't remember the guy's name, but there was a main manager, but they had co-managers. You have to ask him. Look up my QRZ page and look up the name and and ask him about the last name of somebody working at his store if he's still alive.
Unfortunately, I would have to go to the west. I would have to go to the Catalina Island with an Ouija board and ask him. He passed away in 2013.
My condolences. But he probably, very, very possibly, and obviously, probably knew my dad. They worked together. How's that for a connection? What is that one? Was it five or certain, some degrees of Kevin Bacon or something they came up with years ago?
Yeah, it was called, I mean, the original was 6 degrees of separation. But then it was 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon in one way or another. There was a one star that was connected to Kevin Bacon in one way. But yeah, 6 degrees of separation, definitely. And the funny thing is with Facebook that I'm on, I have a lot of friends that are mutual friends of friends that I knew from other, you know, from California. So I'm like, how do you know this person? Oh, well, we went to nursing school together or something like that. It's crazy, you know, but it's interesting, but, you know, to say the least.
Cujo, KE4ZYQ. Cujo, you're going to have to figure out when your dad worked at the store. If you can figure out the years he worked. I actually worked briefly at that store myself until I got into medical field. I worked there as a department manager myself, but it might have been later on after he moved on. And that was back in, maybe the 70s?
He actually worked there in the 70s into the early 80s, I believe. My oldest sister worked there also for a short period of time, but she passed away too a couple years ago. But he worked there, and then he was, what was he? He was a jewelry manager, and then they made him hard lines or linens or something like that, manager, department manager. And then they moved him to Sherwood and Outer Drive near the end of his tenure.
I'm going to have to look up your QRZ page if you're on it and your name. And I'll throw out a name that you might have heard with your dad working there if you're old enough to remember. And it's Gahan, one of those co-managers, assistant managers. Gahan, he was one of them.
Cujo.
I'm here.
Don't know if you heard my last transmission about the manager's name, but if you give me your phonetic call sign slowly, I'm going to look. I'll look it up briefly if you don't mind.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julian Oscar. Go ahead.
W8EAP.
Got you in there, EAP, KE4ZYQ. Well, Cujo, yeah, that's interesting. We have a connection through your dad and my dad working at the same store. And I can't remember, I don't know if the manager was named Fisher or something, I can't remember. But, yeah, it's a shame. Your dad probably knew my dad, fellow workers. Station out there, go ahead, take it, pass it back over to KC8K Juliet Oscar.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to mention, too, that the 4 station is, you're pretty horribly distorting on the digital side. Your audio is way too hot. Just wanted to throw that in there. You sound good, but you're distorting on the digital side quite a lot. You might want to tone that down. You can't really notice it much over the air repeater, but if you're on digital, it's extremely hard to understand. Like I said, if I'm listening through the analog on the repeater, I'm not sure how you're coming in through All-Star or maybe Echo Link or whatever, but you're about 25% too hot, but yeah, I just wanted to say hello. I'm still at work here in Warren.
This is KE4ZYQ. I'm not on Echolink or digital. I'm on FM on one of the repeaters locally. I turned it down slightly on the output, so hopefully that's better. How sound, how copy there, Cujo, from KE4ZYQ?
A little bit clear.
Yep, I got to get back to work here, but the other gentleman out there, yeah, you sound better. You can come down just a little bit more, just a little bit more. You're just barely peaking there. Sounds good. I mean, I'll be back in a few. Got to get back to work. W8EAP. I'll talk to you later, Cujo.
ZYQ return, and maybe the mic gain was up a little high. I don't know if it's not too hot now, but I kind of dialed in maybe a little better. It's hard to say because I'm so close, or at least good reception to this repeater I'm in. I'm into the KC8 UMP, I think it is, whatever. But hopefully good copy on there, Cujo.
I think UMP is the Lemons repeater. Yeah, that one tends to be a little bit high here and there.
It's been 7-3 to the other station there. I think you said Eric or something like that. I didn't catch the call sign real quick. I'm bad on initial call signs if they say them fast. And if they don't do them phonetically, it's like when you get the first two or three letters or whatever or numbers, I lose it after that. But anyhow, yeah, it should be the Mount Clements receive site there or repeater. Though, talking to somebody, I've probably never talked to you there, Cujo. I've heard you out there, but never talked to you. But to find out your dad and my dad, and even myself, we may have worked together at the same store. That is bizarre. I mean, one in a billion. W8RCY.
Harold. Definitely. And I said with Facebook that I'm on, there's a lot of friends that my wife knows that I knew before I met my wife, because I used to hang out with them through my old work and the pizza delivery company that they worked for. So it's a small world everywhere you look.
I think Don was in there, W8RCY, I think it was. Go ahead and take it and pass over to KE4ZYQ.
Farmer Jack's store, 120, I believe, was the number, Sherwood and Outer Drive. My father was a meat cutter there. I was a meat cutter there. I worked there from 75 to 85, in and out. My father was a fill-in manager there during that time as well, and that was attached to the Kmart. There used to be a lot of those Farmer Jack Kmart combinations or Farmer Jack Yankee department store combination. So, yeah, I know Sherwood and Outer Drive pretty well.
Yep, that's pretty interesting. Well, when you're old enough to remember some of the old stores, and I got to say, I'm sad to hear that in Clinton Township, or actually Sterling Heights, they're closing down and redoing the mall. Lakeside Mall is not Lakeside Mall anymore, or won't be. It'll be the actual downtown area with some housing and stores and storefronts for the downtown city for Sterling Heights. They're changing the mall into like a downtown mall type thing with all the property. So, sad to see the mall go. Over to you, Cujo.
Yeah, I lived at Lakeside Apartments there before I moved to other areas. So, yeah, I remember when the Henry Ford Medical Clinic was being built. Well, I sat there in high school at the McDonald's after something, you know, a high school.
bench or something like that. And then let's go back even further. Let's go to 15 Mile and Gratiot, to where they had Montgomery Ward's, Chatham's, Kroger was at the other end, Fulton's Jewelry Store. Oh, gosh, there was something else there, too. The Barber Shop, Radio Shack, Kitty Shoes. And then across the street was McGlinnan Elementary, I think is what it was. Something like that.
KU4-7YQ, return. I don't know if Donald's going to be in the rotation there, but I think I got it. Well, one thing funny there, Cujo, is I actually, when I moved back to Michigan after living in Tennessee for a while, I met my wife here, got married, moved down there for opportunity and job and weather and all that. When she, when I lost her, I moved back to Michigan, and I purposely lived at the Lakeside Apartments for a brief moment. My goal was a year or less until I found a place to live full time. So when I found a condo, I bought that, but I lived there for 8 months at the Lakeside Apartments. So you're freaking me out, Cujo.
Real quick, W8RCY, I just wanted to type in about the Sherwood Outer Drive location, that I had a connection to that place as well. I'll let you gentlemen continue. Have a good weekend. W8RCY.
W8RCY, 73 Don from KZAK Joe Cujo. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, 7-3 there, Don. Yeah, no problem. You could have stayed in and talked. It's up to you, but, yep, 7-3. Yeah, Farmer Jack's, boy, that brings back memories, too. All these old stores that you never hear the name anymore, or they're not there. And yeah, it's there is changes in life, but it's sad to see the monumental buildings and organizations and companies and, you know, all sorts of stuff change so drastically. I think, I don't know, Cujo, I think we're getting to a order everything online and pick it up at a warehouse thing, like the old service merchandise. You go in there and look at a shelf and like something, they get it from the warehouse. I think we're going to get to where the only thing you're going to buy locally is when you buy it online and you pick it up at a warehouse. Even food, even though food's delivered to your home, they're going to have food where you order it online and you go to the back of a store or a warehouse, they got it all packaged and throw it in your car and you're gone. Walking through a grocery store might be history one day. What do you think?
That's why Amazon is so big. You can order anything off Amazon. You can order a dog, I think, if you want. Do you like the old Sears catalog? Or, the Sears catalog, you go in there, you find something, and then you call them up and order it, and then it's at the store, so you can go pick it up. Same thing with Service Merch. You used to order stuff off the catalog and then get it delivered to the store or come from the warehouse. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Everything's going round and round these days. But I got to step up again. I just arrived at my office. I got to go make a presentation of myself, do a little bit of training on this. I have a driver education required, so I have to go take this test. Yay. But I'll be back in a bit. KJO.
Cujo, I'll be busy, so 7-3 for the day if I don't talk to you later. Have a good one, a good evening, and a good days to come. From KE4ZFQ, we're going to be clear. 7-3.
KE4ZYQ, 73 from KKKJ. Cujo out.
W8EAP. KE8YP, what's up, Eric? This is
Anthony?
No, it's Randy.
Randy, man, long time no hear. Yeah, well, then again, I haven't been on the GMRS lately that much. I did hear you talking to somebody, I don't know, maybe about a week or two ago I heard out there, and then I couldn't get back to you. I had to go in the store or whatever, but yeah, just getting off work. What's going on over there?
Not much. I've been listening a lot more than talking. I gotta get out there and throw my call sign out a little more, though. But I'm not up to nothing. Just sitting here figuring out what I'm gonna do for the rest of the evening.
Well, I had a rough week, so I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna chill out. You know, I'm not into boxing or anything, but I'm kind of curious about that big boxing match tonight, you know? I don't even know if I can watch it or not. It's supposed to be on Netflix.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I was just looking it up, you know, where it was playing and what time it was on. And I guess if you have a Netflix subscription, it's, you know, it's included in the subscription. There's no extra fees. And, but, you know, it does kind of intrigue me a little bit, but I think it's going to be, you know, just kind of a poor, like a bad fight in general. But interesting characters.
Yeah, there's been some odd matchups lately. But yeah, you got a guy that's, not probably as skilled as a fighter, but then you got a guy that's 30 years older, so.
Yeah, I was just watching some clips online of, I guess it's a weigh-in, when they kind of, like, step up next to each other. I think Paul might have said something to Tyson. He reached out and slapped him. And it kind of caused everyone to freak out and a bunch of people to crowd him. Pretty wild. I guess they're just trying to pump it up, make it interesting.
Yeah, you know, is it actually a sanctioned match, or is it, you know, like big-time wrestling? It's all going to be a big show. They probably already agreed on who's going to win, and they're both making 20 to 40 million, so it doesn't matter. So I don't know. Kind of like wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know much about boxing and know whether it's like a sanctioned fight or not, but they are making a ton of money. I know Tyson's getting 20, and for some reason Jake Paul's getting 40, but I guess he's got to bet his entire purse on the match. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's a lot of money to bet on. Bet on yourself. I just take my winnings, win or lose, and be happy about it.
Yeah, I have this opinion. It's like, what are you going to do with more than like $80 million or $40 million? I mean, so much money you can spend. And if these people that win, you know, $800 million in the lotto, it's like, what are you going to do with that? They should have like the Michigan lotto capped at like $10 million, but just allow more winners. More people would play and they'd make a lot more money. You know what I mean? Like, instead of having one $800 million winner, you have like, you know, 10 $10 million winners.
Yeah, I see your point. But I'm guessing they've figured all this out and, you know, figured that they sell more tickets when it's a mega prize instead of a bunch of smaller prizes, maybe. But I would agree with you. There's a lot more big money winners. I might play a few more.
Or, you know, is $10 million enough? Cap it at $100 million, you know, over time. And then, you know, cash out would be like $700 million or whatever. I mean, unless you got a big family, you know,
What if you don't have any kids? What are you going to do with it? It's going to go back to the state, you know?
I don't know.
I guess $5 million to me I'd be just as happy with 5 as 50. What are you going to do? With $5 million, you can do pretty much anything.
Yeah, $5 million, you could, you know, just live off the interest if you were, you know, so inclined. But I could point you to a few NBA players that made over $100 million in their career, and they're dead broke right now. So, I guess there's a, you know, if it can be wasted, they figured out the way.
BOEAP. Wasn't there a series about people who won the lotto and ended up dead or broke a few years later? It's like it usually never works out good. It's like it's never positive.
Yeah, it ends up ruining life, you know, 9 out of 10 times. I do remember seeing a documentary, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and about 10 different winners, and 9 of them, it was just catastrophic. And then there was one couple, they didn't have kids yet, they're kind of young, and they left the state, bought like a ranch in the middle of nowhere, Montana, and you know, they were doing pretty well. And then another guy that he won a lotto, you know, it was only like $5 or $10 million, but it had been like 3 years and he hadn't even seen me up it yet. He was just trying to, you know, let it all settle in before he got nuts.
You got the coattail riders and relatives coming out of nowhere trying to get money from you. Everyone's bugging you. I don't know. It seemed to be a lot of stress. There's like a balance, okay, of being, you know, having enough money to live comfortably or just being a big pain in the butt, you know, a big worry, you know, worrying about everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there'd definitely be some worry if you live in a state where you've got to disclose, you know, your name and everything, and it's got to be made public if you won. And I get why they do that. But I remember my dad about 25 years ago, he won, about 30 years ago, he won the lotto. Small, you know, but he won it 4 times in 1 year. That was kind of interesting, but it was such a small amount, no one ever bugged him.
Here in there, Cujo. Yeah, I never won anything. I went to a swap meet one time and it rained out and there was like 100 tickets sold, 100 raffle tickets sold, and I bought like 10 of them. I had like a one and I didn't win anything. Oh yeah, no, I think me and we both bought like 10. So we had like 1/5 of all the tickets and still didn't win anything. So no, I've never won anything like that. I don't think I've ever won a $2 scratch-off ticket. Go ahead, Cujo.
I think the most I've won on scratch-off and lottery tickets is probably altogether, probably about $100. That's about it in my entire lifetime. And I just bought one for the Mega Millions or something like that? KJO.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same as you, Maybe $100 total on them scratch-offs. I think $10 is the most I've ever won at any given moment, but they're fun to play. We used to do them at lunch and the crossword ones, and it takes a little time and, you know, passes the time, but the same with the casino. Just a little bit of money, I'll bet, and just to have fun. Back to you, Eric. KEAYT.
Yeah, funny story, this past summer, my girlfriend and one of her friends and her sister, they went on like a girls' trip up north, and they won like a few $100 on some kind of lottery ticket, scratch off. I don't know which one, but anyhow, they just used it to pay for their hotels, you know, expenses and their food and everything. So they didn't come home with any money. It's just they spent it all, but it was money they were you know, they already had a few hundred bucks with them, you know, a piece, you know. You know, great. So they had their meals and their hotel pays for it. That was funny.
I let my daughter go with you. I took her to the casino when she turned 21, which is downtown. She popped in a dollar, never played any of the slots ever before. Won 40 bucks in the first hit.
I got a similar story to Eric's. I was taking a trip down to Tennessee to do backpacking for a week, and I get a call from my dad, and he was in the state, and he said, "Hey, go to the casino before you leave Detroit, and use up my bonus play points that he had to expire that day." And so I did that, and ended up winning 400 bucks without spending a dollar of my own, and was able to use that to have a great vacation.
Yeah, my brother used to go to the casino quite a bit. Those cars got stolen. That camera just happened to be turned off, and the security guard just happened to be, I don't know, he just kind of got disappointed in the whole thing, doesn't want to go, but he used to say, I won 1,000 bucks, won 500 bucks. A couple guys at work used to say that. I go, you guys can't be winning $1,000 every time you go there. It's impossible. The house always wins. But what happened is they would go, you know, and they wouldn't say nothing if they lost. If they lose 100 bucks or two, they wouldn't say nothing. But then the next week they'd win. Oh, yeah, I won 200 bucks. But they wouldn't tell you when they lost. So they figured that scam out.
Yeah, I usually spend $2 to win a dollar. You know, my daughter, what else does she do? Oh, yeah, she's like little Miss Lucky, I tell you. Had a company party with a, like a little mini raffle, whatever. And,
breaking up a lot still. Yeah, I thought maybe that was you at first.
Yellow. Can you hear me? Repeater's just stuck keyed up over here.
Yeah, I switched frequencies and everything. It's stuck. It's just an open mic.
I'm coming in off of DV switch right now.
I'm on the Richmond repeater, and I'm in, where am I at? Adams Road in Hamlin.
Okay. I'm on the UMP, WEAP.
Yeah, same with me, KEAYP.
Where?
Well, KJO broke it, because he was keyed up when it started. No, I think one of the All-Star links locked up.
Yeah, I was on Warren and all of a sudden it just stuck. I came back off and there it was. KJO, I'm on UMP.
Yeah, it's still stuck open.
I swear it wasn't me.
is it? What was that? You broke up.
Guess it fixed itself. Anyhow, I'm in the driveway. I'll catch you guys in a little while. W-8-E-A-P.
All right, enjoy the flight tonight. Probably won't start till 11. K-E-A-Y-B.
My bridge card don't work, mother. You know what? In every line.
Because it's the luck of the draw, sir. KCKJO.
I'll tell you, if you ever see me in a supermarket checkout, don't get behind me. I guarantee whatever line I pick will be the worst one.
That's why my wife does all the shopping.
Okay, it looks like I'm next up to the pumps trying to fill up here at BJ, so I'll be back. I'll be in a few. I'm home. W8FU.
Dark.
W8FU.
KF8S.
W8FU.